Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Femi Oke, our compadre, is here because she had a story in the newscast that we learned about yesterday that was really, really amazing. It involved a Nashville musician who was going through brain surgery while he was playing the banjo. What's going on here, Femi?
Oh, just have a listen in. This is Eddie Adcock. And he's playing while the surgeons are working on his brain. Now, for the last 15 years, Eddie Adcock suffered from a tremor in his hand, and Eddie makes his living playing the banjo, so this was very bad news. But this August, Eddie had surgery at Nashville's Vanderbilt University. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Simi?
I'm very well, thanks, Eddie. Why did you stay awake for the whole time you were having surgery?
Well, you have to stay awake during most brain surgeries, but I had to stay awake in order to have him guide the four electrodes on the end of the wire down through my brain. However, there's no feeling in the brain, so I didn't experience pain from that.
So they're operating on your brain. You're playing the banjo. How is your banjo playing changing as they're doing the operation?
Well, from the beginning of the operation, I could not play at all. My tremor had gotten so bad I couldn't play. At the end of the operation, I was playing normal.
That's really remarkable. Now, you're hooked up to a couple of pieces of equipment. So you've got a pacemaker and electrodes. Explain how that actually works.
Actually, it's called a generator in this case, and it sends a small amount of voltage to my brain. It's a wire that's it's planted in my chest. The wire runs up my neck and into the brain up and on the top left side. So it's because it's right side motor skills, and it just puts in a program. I mean, a certain amount of electricity, and it has to be programmed to get it to work exactly right. So,
Eddie, did they make you sterilize your banjo?
No, that was a funny thing. I never had to sterilize anything. They were very careful themselves not to touch it, you know, or do anything like that. But I never sterilized it. I laid it on my chest, and they pushed the bed into the operating room. And watching out for the neck of the banjo, I had my little small practice Deering banjo. So it wasn't really my regular big banjo.
You know,
which would have been really hard to do.
You know, Eddie, I'm not even going to ask you if it worked. You pretty much cleared that up, and we're going to end with some of your music. I'm so glad it worked out for you, and we're going to post the video of your operation on our website so everybody can see it for themselves. This is Eddie Adcock playing the banjo with the help of his generator. Take it away, Eddie.
So that's him playing after the surgery.
After the surgery.
It's a miracle.
And they drilled a hole in his head and he played while they were drilling and they put the electrodes in and saying, is it getting better, Eddie? Is it getting better, Eddie? It was an amazing piece of video. I'm so glad we tracked Eddie down because it was really good to talk to him this morning.
It's always shocking when you hear people who have gone through this operation say it doesn't hurt. Because watching it, you would think it would be excruciating. But here he was, playing.
Go, Eddie.